A group of local military veterans and Republicans gathered at John McCain's local campaign office in Tampa this morning to watch his town hall meeting in New Hampshire. Although billed as a rally, organizer Chris Hart of Veterans for McCain said it was also a way to discuss national security issues.
There's two other events going on in the state of Florida, one in Jacksonville, and I think the other is Tallahassee. And then there's others like this going around the nation, not just in New Hampshire, but across the United States. And what we'll be doing during this time is get us a chance to, this is a simulcast, we'll be able to observe this town hall meeting. It'll cover an hour from about 12 to 1, and if it's shorter, longer, however that goes. And then we'll get a chance to talk about it in terms of what does it mean to us? How do we see it here locally?
Over a dozen people were in attendance, including several vets with experience working at Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base, considered the nerve center for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. 4 years ago, Bay Area Democrats thought that so-called Bush fatigue and the anger over the 2000 elections would galvanize voters to come out and support John Kerry over George W. Bush in Hillsborough County. But that turned out not to be the case, as the GOP-famed ground game proved too good in Florida. But this year, the Barack Obama campaign has dozens of paid staffers in the state and a large amount of enthusiastic volunteers. Mark Proctor is a zone coordinator for the McCain campaign in Brandon and the eastern Hillsborough County area. He says the GOP has their work cut out for them this fall.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we have to be very cautious of and work hard for, not to take anything for granted. We've always done very well, you know, in Hillsborough County and in this part of the I-4 corridor. But they've outstaffed us and out-moneyed us here in this area, so we just got to work that much harder.
Greg Truax is the co-chairman for the McCain campaign in Hillsborough County. He feels good about keeping the county red this November.
We've always relied heavily on volunteers. We're now putting together a countywide grassroots campaign, and we'll be competitive in all of the precincts in Hillsborough County, and we're looking for votes from independents, from Democrats and Republicans.
Hillsborough County has been a real big, strong GOP stronghold of this decade, basically. Nationally, the Republican brand, as they call it, has been somewhat in disarray, what some would say. But do you think that will leak down here to this area, or do you think you can remain strong here in this area?
We've got committed supporters in Hillsborough County, and the proof is in the pudding. You can see by the election results that Republicans are continually elected here in Hillsborough County. For example, in the gubernatorial campaign, Jim Davis's home county, Hillsborough, went to Republican Charlie Crist, who's now our governor.
In the past week, President Bush and Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki have indicated for the first time that they're looking for a time certain or a time horizon to begin bringing U.S. troops home from Iraq. That coincides with Barack Obama's previous call for bringing U.S. troops home within 16 months of his election. But to mention that those events are related can engender outrage among some Republicans. David Hurley is president of Landmark Engineering and Surveying Corporation and a strong GOP backer.
For whatever reason, the coalition of events seems to be moving towards bringing U.S. troops home in a way that Senator Obama's talked about.
No, it's not. It's going home with a victory, not in the way he's talked about.
Now,
there's
victory.
Only two ways to leave a war. You leave with a victory or you leave with a defeat. There's no in-between. You don't have a draw. There's no Lady of Queensbury rule. Say, oh, well, looky here. We'll quit, you quit, and let's go away. It's called an armistice, and that happened in 1953 in Korea. And we're still there with an armistice, technically. So if Obama had had his way, we'd have pulled out. We'd have been defeated. Just would have been Vietnam all over again. Redo.
Chris Hart is a former Hillsborough County Commissioner and is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Army, serving in Vietnam and Cambodia, Central America, and in Grenada. As both Obama and McCain have said that Afghanistan is the area where more resources are needed, Hart says that's an area that's always proven difficult terrain for any foreign armies to fight.
That is certainly a whole other front. It has a whole different paradigm of issues that we need to be concerned with. But you've got to take some lessons out of history and go back to what happened with the British, what happened to the Soviet Union, which imploded as a result of overextending themselves there, but also where sort of the nest is of the Taliban, who between Pakistan and Afghanistan area has greater influence. And one reason, it's a very difficult terrain area. It's one of the most rugged in the world. And so it takes a whole different approach to war there than the other areas.